Dr. Joe Vitale.
Now, if this is your first time to hear this, it may feel like, oh, I have to now monitor my thoughts. This is going to be a lot of work. It will seem like that at first, but that's where the fun begins.
The fun is that there are many shortcuts to the secret, and you get to choose the shortcuts that work best for you. Keep listening, and you'll see how.
Marcy Shimoff, author, international speaker, and transformational leader.
It's impossible to monitor every thought we have. Researchers tell us that we have about 60,000 thoughts a day. Can you imagine how exhausted you'd feel trying to control all of those thoughts? Fortunately, there's an easier way, and it's our feelings. Our feelings let us know what it is that we're thinking.
The importance of feelings cannot be overstated. Your feelings are your greatest tool to help you create your life. Your thoughts are the primary cause of everything. Everything else you see and experience in this world is effect, and that includes your feelings. The cause is always your thoughts.
Bob Doyle.
The emotions are this incredible gift that we have to let us know what we're attracting.
Your feelings tell you very quickly what you're thinking. For just a second, think about when your feelings suddenly took a dive. Maybe when you heard some bad news, that feeling in your stomach or solar plexus was instant. So your feelings are an immediate signal for you to know what you are thinking. You want to become aware of how you're feeling and get in tune with how you're feeling, because it is the fastest way for you to know what you're thinking.
Lisa Nichols.
You have good feelings and you have bad feelings. And you know the difference between the two because one makes you feel good and the other makes you feel bad. It's the depression, it's the guilt, it's the resentment, the anger. It's those feelings that don't make you feel empowered. Those are the bad feelings.
No one can tell you whether you are feeling good or bad because you are the only one who knows how you're feeling at any time. If you're not sure how you're feeling, just ask yourself. You can stop and ask this question often during the day. And as you do, you will become more aware of how you're feeling. The most important thing for you to know is that it is impossible to feel bad and at the same time be having good thoughts. That would defy the law, because your thoughts cause your feelings. If you are feeling bad, it is because you are thinking thoughts that are making you feel bad. Your thoughts determine your frequency, and your feelings tell you immediately what frequency you are on. When you are feeling bad, you are on the frequency of drawing more bad things. The law of attraction must respond by broadcasting back to you more pictures of bad things and things that will make you feel bad. As you feel bad and don't make any effort to change your thoughts and feel better, you are in effect saying, "Bring me more circumstances that will make me feel bad. Bring it on."